Begin growing your own programming AI. You can create a very powerful state-of-the-art local AI that runs on your own computer if you just get rid of all the questions that the AI always has to deal with and provide it with some templates and guidance made by a state-of-the-art AI. Define your goals. What is this for? Large, complex, beautiful, browser-based desktop applications. What language should your local AI program these fancy desktop applications with? An XML-based language that the AI designs specifically for making those desktop applications. To create a powerful local AI, you have to use a state-of-the-art AI and ask it to create skills, the process library, the programming language, and components and starter templates. Before you create your first application, you have to create a large user interface toolkit with very powerful components. For example, my big AI and I, we're working on a video editor timeline today. This gives me the power of creating any kind of video editing app I want. For example, I can now ask AI to make an app that decorates audio files with video clips. This is now very simple for any AI, because the crazy powerful timeline manager is fully functional. This may surprise you, but creating complex application components is a large part of increasing the intelligence of your local AI. Yeah. The language it controls, skills, plans, and components all combine to create a supremely powerful thinking machine that creates applications. And I use Linux enclosed inside a container that the AI also manages for everything else. Modern containers, which are basically computer emulators, are just as fast as the host operating systems now. When it comes to splicing, processing, filtering, more AI that generates video clips, I install those often non-GUI programs inside the container. You can run such a container on a remote server or on a second computer in your house, so it's rather useful. A desktop web application with a container is a little bit ahead of its time, but this being the age of AI, it's all here all at once. Finally, local AI will get smarter, crazy smart, but never smart enough to imagine an entire component library, all documented and well tested. That really is something you have to grow over time. To give you a couple more examples, I chose splittable panes and movable tabs for my apps. This means anybody can reconfigure where anything goes. And my first challenge was a visual programming language where you connect circuit boards with wires. The wires just carry packets of information: user profile, song, news article. And these virtual circuit boards the wires connect to transform these objects. For example, a song prompt is transformed into an actual MP3 song, and then for validation, I separate vocals, convert the vocals to text, and compare original lyrics to the vocals converted to text to validate the quality of the song. All of this done visually with just a bunch of wires. Just from a reconfigurable user interface, a visual song generator, and that timeline of mine, you can imagine a powerful song-making application. Throw in video generation, which can already be ran locally. Generation time is not great, but it's not hours. It's still just minutes. And now you have a movie maker with music. Add a script writer with a story tree AI helps you with. Character designers. Maybe even 3D animation generation that you feed into the AI video generator as a scene template. All these upgrades and experiments are handled by your local AI who understands the language, component library, and has skills and plans. With powerful components, you can just tell your AI what you need and have perfectly customized applications made to order. And when your local AI is missing something or needs to learn a little bit more, you can allow it to ask state-of-the-art models for help or for more components. Meaningful exposure to AI helps you slowly ease yourself into becoming a powerful programmer. Your own programming AI making powerful applications is a great achievement that does wonders for your design portfolio. And while powerful future AI will automate everything, creating something by hand will always call for powerful desktop applications.